The following is a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers' world today in diversity, inclusion, and equality. This weekly program, with various labor leaders and experts, tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar, discusses the labor way, and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.
Mr. Figaro, why is the president and his anti-immigrant partners against family-based petitions?
Yes, Ms. Phillip, great to be here. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got the answers. For the 22 years that I have been a member of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, there has been a war on immigrants. That war on immigrants, the founding fathers were Gingrich and Patrick Buchanan with Contract with America. And during that time, there was a war against Latinos and still is about English, not Spanish, being the language of America. What has happened for the last couple decades is that we have more people coming from Africa, the Caribbean, Latin America, than Western Europe. You see, the goal of the government, the goal of white people in America, has always been, let's keep America white. And they did so through a racist immigration policy, always favoring Western Europeans over all others, including Eastern Europeans. So that war against us because of our color, because of our tan, because of our languages, has always been a core by the U.S. government to keep America white. What has happened under the KKK Russian Trump administration is that he has been open. He has come out of the closet, so to speak. All right? That's if he was ever in the closet. So, McCain, he wanted comprehensive immigration reform, and when he ran for president, he abandoned his own proposal, which President Barack Obama supported, for comprehensive immigration reform. The other gentleman who ran for president and also lost to President Barack Obama didn't go as far as KKK Russian Trump, meaning being open, being an open anti-immigrant person. In fact, what's his name, Ms. Phillip? The gentleman who lost the last time to Obama, from Utah, the senator from Utah.
Mitt Romney.
He was one of the only Republicans that said that Trump is wrong now. He could go further and say Trump, KKK Russian Trump, is not only wrong where the impeachment issue is concerned, they should have had a proper trial, but he is an open racist. And he has said that in so many ways that historians will have to categorize him, unlike Fox Network, owned by Rupert Murdoch, in terms of the propaganda showing, talking, debating, as if he is an ordinary person. So the president of the United States of America could never be an ordinary person. He's not only the leader of the USA, and for all Americans, he's also supposed to be a world leader. But in both categories, he has failed. He is a disgrace to this country. But unfortunately, him being a disgrace, him being KKK Russian Trump, him surviving an impeachment, doesn't take away his power to pass certain executive orders that try to implement or is implementing his agenda of keeping America white. So when we meet with clients, when we meet with people coming in for consultations, and we listen to them and we hear their stories and we understand their difficulties to legalize and the difficulty for some of their families to even come here as visitors or for them to even afford the petitions or the affidavit of support and other legal requirements to bring their family here. When you listen to those stories, it is very sad. Very, very sad. Because it is one thing to protect America from immigrants that may not act in the best interest of America, but it is another issue when racism is the big deal. In fact, the New York Times had an article that spoke about Trump's racism in his ban of Nigerians and Tanzanians and other Africans from coming to America. Nigeria is one of the largest African countries, I think 100 million. They say there's over 360,000 Nigerians here, green card holders or citizens. And they send to Nigeria about $7 billion a year in remittances. That's U.S. dollars where people, Nigerians, could then buy goods and services in the international market. So why is Nigeria being targeted? Why is Tanzania being targeted? And obviously the president will say national security, but he's a liar. Because we all know better than that. We know what his agenda is. You know? So if the U.S. population, those who listen to Fox, CNN, and other major news media, do not understand by now that Trump is a racist, KKK, Russian Trump, then what does that say about the American public level of intelligence? So on that rare occasion when they have to say what they have to say, they will say Trump is a racist, like the recent article in the New York Times dealing with the Nigerian ban. But the people who are suffering are people in Nigeria where their family petitioned for them, whether it be a husband-wife petition, spousal petition, petition for children, petition for parents. And Trump obviously does not care. He, by any means necessary, taken from Malcolm X, any means necessary, let's, you know, think about it, we're in Black History Month, they want to keep black people out. They want to keep brown people out. They want to keep Asian people out. And as we celebrate Black History Month, what does Martin Luther King expect of us? What does Malcolm X expect of us? What does anyone who died during the Civil Rights Movement expect of us? Do they want us to be silent? Do they want us to, you know, not vote? Like, you know, it's like voluntary disenfranchisement. We decide that we're not going to vote, even though we have the right to vote, and even though various Republicans in different states, the red states, are putting barriers for us to vote. But the worst of it all is that we are voluntarily disenfranchising ourselves. What is happening in the home of the black family, the brown family, the Asian family? Are they saying we need to go out and vote, whether it be the congressional races, the city council races, state assembly, state senate races? Why are we not doing what is morally required of us based on Martin Luther King's death? You know, I have a dream. And he had a dream, and that dream is still our dream for equality in America. Whether it be the workplace, immigration laws, employment discrimination, we still have a long way to go. Because we get the job sometimes and, you know, there's this glass ceiling. Or we are put in a corner to sit all by ourselves. You know, we really, it's like if, you know, we're there because, you know, they have to hire us and not because, obviously, they need us. So, there has to be a lot of changes. And when KKK, Russia, and Trump could openly do the things and say the things that he is doing and is not held accountable for it by us, then what is wrong with us? We know, we should have known, we should have, our expectations of KKK, Russia, and Trump and his allies in the Senate, we should not be surprised. Why are we surprised that a KKK does what a KKK do? If he sounds like a KKK, looks like a KKK, whatever, then what is that KKK going to do? And that KKK, without excuse, is doing what he wants. And then he is like, does he have amnesia or does he have dementia? The next day he behaves like, you know, why you call me a racist? Why? Oh, he's so sad. The gentleman is sick. He needs psychiatric help. He needs to be placed in a mental institution. He needs to stay in that mental institution until the doctors release him because, hey, he's a danger to America. He's a danger to America's future. With relationships with the countries surrounding America, the Caribbean, Latin America, and obviously our brothers and sisters in Africa. So, what are we going to do? As we celebrate Black History Month, we have to take stock of ourselves and say, you know, we have to think about what it is we should do. But what we can do immediately, my brothers and sisters out there, whether you are a civil rights victim, whether you have challenges with the new forms that are going to be introduced by February 24th for the affidavit of support, you need excellent legal representation. Because when you go to that immigration practitioner, they have to understand how they are going to take you through that journey to legalization. So even though you qualify to petition for your spouse or your children or your brother or your sister, Trump is saying, well, listen, yeah, you could do that I-130 application, but that adjustment of status, I'm going to give you hell. I'm going to make sure that even though your petition is approved in Jamaica or Trinidad or Grenada or Lagos, Nigeria, any place in Africa, the Caribbean, Latin America, I'm going to kill you with that affidavit of support. I don't care if you have co-sponsors. I do not want your people here that look like you because you are from a shithole country, as he said. Quote, unquote. And what he says, he means. And he has used the office of the President of the United States of America to institutionalize racism. And these senators, Republican senators in the Senate, are ignoring their constitutional obligation to the American people. They were not put there to represent only the KKK in the Senate. They were put there to represent all Americans and abide by the United States Constitution. And they are failing the American people this way. So whether it be the local elections, my people, whether it be the federal elections, my people, you have to stand up. The primaries in New York State is in June. Go out and vote. Choose your representative properly. and be careful, because some people who look like us and sound like us are not representing us properly in the city council, in upstate New York, or in Washington. So we need people who not only promise change, but who could actually deliver change. President Barack Obama, he tried. And we have to continue looking at our leaders like Obama and others that have died during the civil rights movement, those who are here now and struggling for our rights. We have to help. We have to volunteer. We have to go out there. And if you believe that this person could be in Congress, could be in Albany, could be in the, you know, New York City City Council, you need to volunteer with those people and help bring about change. We have to hold our elected officials accountable. We have to replace Democrats with Democrats that are more progressive, meaning they don't just sit there and do nothing. We want people who are going to work for us, not people who are going to go there, get a job, and say, oh, okay, now I'm getting my fat check. I could, you know, who cares about the people out there? We want to elect Democrats, especially in New York City, where Democrats control almost 100%. We need Democrats in the city council. We need Democrats in Albany who will do their jobs. They should be judged as to what they do in their respective communities. They are not doing their jobs. We are electing them in New York City, New York State, and they are not doing their jobs. We are electing them for Congress, and they are not doing their jobs. So not because they look like us or sound like us means that they're going to do their jobs for us. So please, my brothers and sisters, this is Black History Month. We have to think differently. We have to think outside the box. We have to take government back. We have to put people there. Younger people, smarter people, hardworking people from our community. Yeah. My young people, you are the future, and you better take over. You better, like, you know, you know that they're not doing a good job. Let's replace these Democrats with more progressive Democrats. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. And as we celebrate Black History Month, remember, black is beautiful. Ms. Phillip?
That's right. And the number to call for your free, no obligation legal consultation on absolutely any legal issue or concern that you may have is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got the answers.
This has been a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers world today. This weekly program with various labor leaders and experts tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar, discusses the labor way and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.